USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect's been arrested in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Reports are police arrested the 21-year-old son of a St. Landry parish deputy. There were three fires in 10 days at historically black churches. The state's fire marshal, Butch Browning, says it's inconceivable.
These are buildings that people worship in on a regular basis, but there's been weddings here, there's been funerals here, there's been children who are raised here.
His department already letting a Tuesday deadline set by Democrats pass, and now Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says the department will not be turning over the president's tax returns to the House committee anytime soon, if ever. Mnuchin making it clear to the Ways and Means chairman in a letter issued last night. A huge winter storm slamming the plains and upper Midwest, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
President Trump signing a pair of executive orders aimed at boosting U.S. oil and gas production.
My action today will cut through destructive permitting delays and denials. You know about that? You know about delays?
The orders limit states' rights to delay construction of pipelines under the Clean Water Act. They are the latest actions by the administration to ease regulations on the oil industry, but some, including Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan, are blasting the move. He says in a statement it could jeopardize things like Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts. Israel planning to make history today as a small Israeli spacecraft is expected to become the first privately funded mission to land on the moon. It's set to touch down on the lunar plain known as the Sea of Serenity between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern. The PGA's biggest tournament, the Masters, teeing off today at the famed Augusta National Golf Club. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Washington Post asking a federal court to dismiss a $250 million libel suit brought by a Kentucky high schooler. Covington Catholic High School student Nicholas Sandman, claiming the paper's coverage of him and his fellow students' confrontation with an American Indian activist at the Lincoln Memorial in January was defamatory and false. In its motion to dismiss the suit, the Post says its stories were accurate and the teen has no cause of action for libel against the newspaper. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Attorney General Bill Barr is, in her words, off the rails after his comments about the FBI spying on the Trump campaign. The California Democrat speaking at a retreat of her party's caucus to try to plan strategy, Barr said before a committee yesterday that he believes there was spying, though he admitted he has no proof that any laws were broken. He said he is investigating to ensure that no one in government abused their power. Democrats accused Barr of trying to protect President Trump over leading the nation's Department of Justice. And New York leads the list of U.S. cities with the longest commutes to work. The survey, part of the U.S. News and World Report rankings of the best places to live. Average commute time in the Big Apple, 36 minutes. The next two won't be a surprise to people who live there. Washington, D.C. at 35 minutes. San Francisco followed at about 33. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.